It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street?
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Well, it's in, and the Iranian deal has been set. If approved by Congress in the next 60 days, here's what our president had to say.
I am confident that this deal will meet the national security interests of the United States and our allies. So I will veto any legislation that prevents the successful implementation of this deal. We do not have to accept an inevitable spiral into conflict. We certainly shouldn't seek it. And precisely because the stakes are so high, this is not the time for politics or posturing. Without this deal, there would be no agreed-upon limitations for the Iranian nuclear program. Iran could produce, operate, and test more and more centrifuges. Iran could fuel a reactor capable of producing plutonium for a bomb. And we would not have any of the inspections that allow us to detect a covert nuclear weapons program. I strongly believe that our national security interest now depends upon preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, which means that without a diplomatic resolution, either I or a future U.S. president would face a decision about whether or not to allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon or whether to use our military to stop it. Put simply, no deal means a greater chance of more war in the Middle East.
Okay, there's our president sharing just after the deal was reached yesterday morning. And some of the things that we need to pray about today on the calendar, because these are certainly challenging times, and we've been called as Christians to pray about this situation. Some of the comments that was made by our president, some of those were quite challenging. He said, we are stronger not when we are alone, but when we bring the world together. Obama said, he again emphasized the power of the presidency, which he has exerted more forcefully throughout 2015 with executive actions on the environment, law enforcement, and pardons. You know, there's a couple of things we need to consider. He said, we're stronger not when we are alone, but when we bring the world together. We know when the world comes together, that is called a one world government. And we know that we are not stronger when we have a one world government that precedes the mark of the beast, et cetera, et cetera. And the other thing that we need to consider is he emphasized the power of the presidency. And more and more, we're experiencing the power of the presidency here in America. And, you know, I've just heard the Holy Spirit say lately that D.C. has been taken, and our president now is making the decisions that he wants to make. And the focus, the primary focus of our prayers needs now to shift to cities and states, particularly the city and the church. And we know that the church is the last line of defense concerning America remaining a free country to worship as we desire to worship and to live as we desire to live. And so the battle has shifted from D.C. to the church, the churches, and the cities. And the war is now for the city that you live in, the church that you attend. And so we know that there is a spiritual attack against every pastor, every church leader, and against every city. And it is important that every pastor defines where he is, where his congregation is concerning the issues that are at hand in this nation, and that every city defines whether they will be a safe city or whether they will be an unsafe city. A safe city will be a place of refuge where millions of Americans will attempt to find. And we know that now they're the prophetic words I've given over the years concerning mobile living in America is coming to pass with the emerging of these tiny houses, tiny homes that can be moved from one geographical location to another, from one city to another. And, of course, the mobile homes that can be moved very quickly. And so we're in a mobile society, and the power of the presidency is increasing, and the power of the local and state and federal judges is increasing. And so we are living in a different America than we have ever known or seen before. So what is the hope of our nation? The hope of our nation still remains, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. You say, is there sin in the church? Is there sin in the camp? Well, I know that there is a segment of Christians today that don't believe that. They believe that we have already been forgiven once we accept Christ, and we don't have to repent of any sin anymore. But I'm here to tell you that there is sin in the camp, and there needs to be a cleansing in the body of Christ. There needs to be a local church repentance, and there needs to be a repentance in the city, the cities that we live in, and there needs to be a national repentance. So we're living in strategic times and strategic days, days that we have never, ever seen before. You say, well, can we still be happy? Can we still make our plans? Yes, absolutely. The Bible says a man can go ahead and make his plans. But remember, it's the Lord that directs his steps. And we don't want to be foolish. I remember seeing the scene of an approaching hurricane several years ago. People on the beach in Corpus Christi, Texas, with a hurricane approaching, and they were still on the beach, jumping around, laughing, having fun, drinking, carousing, and ignoring the coming storm. So there is a storm here, and there is a coming storm that we need to be alert to. We need to be like the sons of Issachar that understood their times. And so we have negotiated a deal with Iran, and I do not at this moment see where Pastor Saeed Abedini was included in that deal, which is very disheartening. I do not see that a former American service person was included in that deal, which is very disheartening. There's some other Americans that have been left behind there, which it's very unfortunate that we have left them behind behind in this deal. And I want us to pray. We're going to pray today. Father, I just pray your will be done in this BPN Internet Radio Prayer broadcast today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you, Lord, today to give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Father, we pray that you will bless this broadcast today. On this Wednesday, as we come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins, and we repent for the sins of our nation. We repent, God, for turning our backs on you, for turning our backs on Israel, for turning our backs upon those who have depended upon us and have relied upon us, our allies, in many instances, in many cases. We repent for unwise political decisions, unwise judicial decisions. We repent for a nation that has lost its moral compass. We repent, O God, for our disobedience, for our prayerlessness, for taking prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments off of our walls. We repent on behalf of the state of Oklahoma, the Supreme Court, who has demanded that the Ten Commandments be removed from off of the grounds of the state capitol. We repent in Jesus' name for the legalization of teenagers to have same-sex changes in the state of Oregon. We repent for the 60 million babies that have been aborted in this nation. We repent, O God, today for our prayerlessness in Jesus' name. And we ask, O God, that you send another spiritual awakening to churches all across America, that you send a spiritual awakening to cities all across America. And we pray for our city right now. We pray for our churches right now. We pray that pastors will call their congregations to seasons of prayer. I pray for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in this nation, including a list of prayer requests that I'm sending out every week. In Jesus' name, I pray for tomorrow night's prayer leaders session, online session. I pray, O God, in Jesus' name, for our nation whose walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire, in Jesus' name. Ask for your help, Lord. Ask for your help in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I repent today. We repent today on behalf of a nation that has turned its back on your word, Lord. That it's turned its back on the principle of the marriage of one man and one woman. A principle that has been held sacred for the entirety of this nation. We repent, O God, in Jesus' name, for all perversion of this land. And we ask, God, that you send another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray. We pray concerning this situation with Iran as it goes to Congress. And we pray, Lord, today for Israel. We ask, God, that you forgive us for disregarding the warning that was given to us by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he warned Congress, when he warned this nation concerning any deal with the Iranian people, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you protect Israel today. We pray that America will stand with Israel. And we pray, Lord, that Congress will not ignore the warnings that was given by Benjamin Netanyahu as he stood before Congress, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray over America. We pray over Israel. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. I want to reemphasize what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday morning after the agreement was reached with Iran. He said the agreement between Iran and six world powers is a historic mistake for the world. He said wide-ranging concessions were made in all of the areas which should have been prevented from getting the ability, prevented Iran from getting the ability to arm itself with a nuclear weapon. The desire to sign an agreement was stronger than anything else. He said the Israeli leader's criticism of the accord reflects his long-standing opposition to the talks and view that the deal will leave Iran with the ability to build a weapon within weeks. Well, that's pretty alarming, weeks. In comments to reporters before talks with Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Kenders in Jerusalem, Mr. Netanyahu also warned that lifting economic sanctions on Iran will give Tehran hundreds of billions of dollars to boost support. To boost the support of its allies in the Middle East that are also Israel's enemies. From the initial reports received, it is already possible to say that this agreement is a historic mistake for the world, Mr. Netanyahu said. So, Father, we pray right now for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we ask God that you come and minister in the name of Jesus, that you come and minister, Lord, to Israel. We pray the hedge of protection about them. And we thank you, Lord, for the warnings that were given by the Israeli Prime Minister, even though they've been ignored. We pray, Lord, that you would bless Israel. And that you would bless the obedience of this prime minister. Give him protection and give him favor in his nation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, we ask for your help today. In Jesus' name. We ask for your help today, Lord, that you would come and help our nation, because we need your help. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need your help, and we believe you for it, and we trust you for it, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that we will be a nation that will get on our knees as we see the signs of time. We'll get on our knees and we'll pray, because on our knees, we're very, very powerful. Here's Dennis Jernigan.
When I don't know what I need to get on my knees. When waves of doubt crash over me, I need to get on my knees. On my knees I find refuge, on my knees I find grace, on my knees I can feel you like we're me with no choice.
must listen for your voice. When lies confuse me with their noise, I must listen for your voice. In your voice I find refuge. In your voice I find grace. In your voice I can feel you, like we're meeting face to face. When life leaves me with no choice, I will listen for your voice. On my knees I find refuge. On my knees I find grace. On my I can feel you, like we're meeting face to face. When I don't know what I need, I need to get on my
knees. Okay, there you have Twyla Paris and Dennis Jernigan. On my knees. America needs to get on our knees. Yes, we do. It's good to have you listening in here at half past the hour on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station on this Wednesday. Dale Gentry calling America to pray, calling churches to pray, calling cities to pray. And I'm encouraging everyone out there who already has a prayer group going to be a part of our 1,000 prayer leaders, breakout prayer network leaders. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and just click on the 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can register, and we will post whether you have a private prayer meeting or you have a public prayer meeting. But we will acknowledge you as a part of our network. And we all have almost 100 prayer leaders right now. We have over 1,000 churches praying with us, over 700 cities. And now we're believing for 1,000 individual prayer leaders. We know there's a lot of people out there praying, and you don't feel like maybe you should have a prayer group. It's okay. But if you have a prayer group, why don't you sign up with us so we can send you out a weekly list of prayers that you can include in your prayer sessions. So that would be fantastic if you would do that. So thank you very much. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go to 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can sign up for that. And I would like to tell you that this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night will be our Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, and Leland, four-time Grammy nominee, Leland Mooring, one of my spiritual grandsons, will be leading the worship on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at Jubilee Christian Center, and I'll be leading prayer, and other young preachers, young people from across America will be with us to lead prayer, give prophetic words, preach, prophesy, whatever it may be. It's going to be three nights of heaven on earth. So come and be with us at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas, this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings, 7 p.m. And I know that you will be blessed. And so we just pray that there will be incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit these three nights, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in Austin, Texas. So come to beautiful Austin, Texas, and help us worship and help us pray. The power of music along with prayer is remarkable. And so we're going to have music and prayer. It's going to be an awesome time. And I want you to make plans to be in Austin, Texas, if you will. And if you want more information about hotel accommodations or other information, you can go to bpnradio.com, and I believe there's some information there. If not, you can just write breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. It's going to be an incredible, incredible week. And here is Leland, and he's going to sing his latest song. Also, it's been recorded by Michael W. Smith, "Christ Be All Around Me." Here's Leland.
Strength of God, go before, lift me up as I wake. Eyes of God, look upon, be my side.
Side.
Okay, there's Leland. And Leland's going to be leading worship this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday nights in Austin, Texas, the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. And that's a Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. Come, be with us for three nights of heaven on earth. Music and prayer, preaching, prophecies. It's going to be fantastic, fantastic. If you have a prayer request, you can send your prayer request to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and your prayer request will go to Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator. Just click on the prayer request. And if you'd like to be a part of our prayer team, that would be fantastic. You can go to BPN Radio and sign in there. Make a request to be a part of our prayer team. Help us pray for requests that are coming our way here on BPN Radio. And, you know, there's a lot of people are wondering, are you still believing for revival in America? Another spiritual awakening, I am. It may be in the midst of great persecution because the church right now is beginning to realize the storm clouds that are not only overhead, but the storm that is going on against Christianity in America. But I believe that the coming revivals in certain cities and all across America are going to make a major difference. And so I believe in God for that. And I want to, I've read this before, but I think it's very, very important. A minister by the name of John Burton has written an article, some articles on, actually a book, I believe, on the coming church. And I believe that there's a church that is rising out of obscurity that will seek the power of the Holy Spirit. They will not compromise, but they will be the true church. And so reading just a little bit of a few paragraphs from John Burton's book, he said, the current church paradigm is so prevalent and saturating in our culture that people just can't seem to wrap their minds around the shift that is coming. It seems nonsensical, threatening, or just plain bizarre. They wonder how their ministry stream or focus or gift fits into that structure. The reality is that it may not, or it may be radically redefined. The discomfort level will be quite high. It will take a radical remnant to truly sign up for the reformation, for the revolution of the church. He said the disciples of Jesus had an idea of what it would look like in Acts chapter 1, but Jesus radically violated their dreams, plans, and comfort zones by leaving and commissioning them to establish what they hoped Jesus would build. So the Bible said when they came together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? They begin to ask all of these questions. And so John Burton, he described, and I like what he's saying, he described what the coming church is going to look like. He said services will become more like prayer meetings. One of the greatest indictments on the church today is that prayer is not the driving force. Today, people tend to choose churches based on the appeal of the teaching and the worship instead of the fervency of prayer. If the church was a house of teaching or a house of worship, that would make sense, but it's not. The church is a house of prayer for all nations. Every person in the church will function as a burning intercessor, and the services will be marked by this unified groan of fiery prayer. He said that personal need will give way to personal mission. Today, churches are often more like organic, socially driven hospitals. People tend to use the church as a way to meet their personal needs instead of serving it as a minister of God. This is going to change. Of course, there will still be personal ministry and true needs will be addressed. However, instead of the church functioning as a hospital, it will once again function as a mission-driven military. The mission will take precedence. The saints will be equipped for service, not for personal survival. In this ancient and emerging model, there will be mass units that will take very good care of the wounded with the primary purpose of getting the soldiers back into battle. Apostles would again lead with governmental authority, and pastors will be seen as the main leader less and less as they focus more on shepherding and less on primary leadership. He said teaching will be minimized while instruction is emphasized. Teaching is mostly for personal edification, while instruction is mostly for corporate assignments. Today, most churches focus on teaching principles of Scripture, providing truths that will help believers navigate through their lives and giving nuggets of biblical info. While there still will be important Bible teaching, apostolic instruction will emerge as a necessary new ministry. He said there's enough Bible teaching online, CDs, books, on video to turn every one of us into personal spiritual giants. We need to take it upon ourselves to grow. What is lacking, however, is apostolic leaders, military commanders who give instruction and assignments to a ready army. Teaching is personal growth based, while instruction is a call to corporate action for the sake of mission fulfillment. And this is very interesting. He said, an example of apostolic instruction is this. The apostolic leader gives a corporate assignment, and then we respond to those assignments. He said personal growth will be largely our responsibility between services so we can be ready to respond to the corporate instructions that are given. He said we'll gather together most days of the week. The 24/7 church will again emerge as the church drives culture instead of reacting to culture. Cares of life will lose their power as we simplify our lives and put corporate prayer and mission ahead of everything else. It's amazing. And the most challenging change for Christians is coming. Today, Sundays are the days set aside for corporate worship while we give precedence to our normal lives. In the coming church, the very reason we live will be to pray on fire together every day, receive apostolic assignments, and then move out into as kingdom ambassadors. It's going to be amazing. And, I don't agree with everything that he says in the book, but I certainly agree with the things that he's saying. He says, in the things that I've been reading today, worship will be supernaturally driven. There's a new sound coming to worship, and it's not simply a new style. There's a supernatural, otherworldly groan of intercessory worship that will explode out of the entire body as a new breed of trembling worship leaders lead the way into the shock and awe of the glory of God. We will no longer simply sit in a pew or stand with a raised hand while a familiar worship song is sung. He said the prophetic groaning sounds of the Holy Spirit facilitated worship will make it normal to shake and fall to our faces as we cry, "Holy." The natural, logical sing-alongs will be no more. We will have a hard time standing as God's Shekinah and Kabod glory resides in his church. Worship teams will practice less and pray in the spirit with tears in their eyes more. Again, this is an extremely limited glance into the many, many changes that are coming. He said, I want to share this to provoke you to preparation. There's much more that you and I enjoy in the church or that is comfortable to us that we will have to let go. Again, the coming church will be troubling and shocking, but it will result in the power and life that we have been crying out for, and God is about to answer that cry. Wow. So that is that's quite awesome. Father, we set ourselves in agreement with John Burton as he begins to declare the new and coming church in America. And Father, I know that we're coming to a place of no compromise where we will have to determine what we believe is right, what we believe is wrong, where we begin to seek your face with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. We pray right now in Jesus' name, for that great awakening to come to our church and come to our city in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, Leland is going to be leading worship at the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. And we invite you to come and be with us Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. And Leland is going to be leading the worship. And he is responding to the Great Awakening. And here is his version of the Great Awakening. Let's begin to pray for it. Let's pray for it in our city, our church.
One man awakens another. Second one awakes his next door brother. Three awaken, rise the town and turn the whole place upside down. Many awake will cause such a fuss. It finally awakes all of us. One man awakes with dawn in his eyes. Surely then it multiplies. Surely then it multiplies.
Father, we pray for a great awakening in our city, in our church. Would you pray right now? Would you pray right now for a great awakening in your church? The power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, coming in like a flood into your church, disrupting the entire services, disrupting the program. people on their faces. You say, well, how in the world could something like that happen? I remember a few years ago when I was ministering in England at an event called The Grapevine in Lincoln, England, that one morning as I stood to minister, the Holy Spirit came in to the service, and within a few seconds, people were on their knees, were on their faces, the glory of God sweeping through the place. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place. They were praying in one accord. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. There was a radical change came in one day. And I am praying right now that churches will experience a great awakening, that entire cities in America will experience a great awakening. Would you help me pray for your city? I pray for my city, Austin, Texas, a great awakening in Austin, known as one of the most liberal cities in America, in a conservative state, a liberal city. But I pray for my city. And would you pray right now for your city in Jesus' name? Jesus prayed for his city. He wept for his city and said, Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, would you pray for your city right now for a spiritual awakening to come? To your state and all of the states and cities in these United States of America. Lord, let it be. Let it be, Father God. I'm so thankful, Lord, to have the opportunity to be a prayer leader in this nation since 1967, a prayer and prophetic voice in America since 1985. And now, Lord, you know it's my passion to raise up 1,000 prayer leaders in this nation who will lead a prayer group in 1,000 cities in Jesus' name. If you want to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, help us raise up 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer leaders. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, click on donate, and you can donate to this ministry through your credit card, PayPal, or your debit card. Or you can mail a check to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 76709. Thank you for making a contribution. And we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Dr. Eddie Hyatt will be on with us. And he's an incredible author on 2,000 years of charismatic history in this nation of revival. And he's a tremendous author and former college university professor and a longtime friend of mine. He'll be on. We'll be talking about what's going on in this nation. We'll be praying for your city, your church. Remember that all of the broadcasts have been archived, and all of the daily broadcasts since November the 19th of last year. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and you can see where the headphones are at. You can listen again. You can click that and listen to any of the broadcasts that we've been doing for the past several months now. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to pray with you daily at this time or any time for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.